This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. We are going to come back to this cutting topic here in a little bit. So if you're holding on the line to talk cutting, to talk about self-mutilation, because apparently 17% of college-age people are actually admitting to self-mutilating, which means cutting themselves, burning themselves. We are going to get back into that. 800-259-9231, but I've got to go to the amplifier line here for Ron Anisich from Bad Cop No Donut, which is actually a radio show and a podcast that, as you might guess, is dedicated to talking about how truly bad cops can be, to kind of giving, and we do corrupt cop stories here on Free Talk Live. Your show is sort of a show devoted to corrupt cops, isn't it, Ron?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. Although I would say that I don't really talk about them so much. I see it more of a dry newscast where I basically just kind of give the facts without editorializing so much.
Got it. You're pulling your sources from around the web, from around around America, as well as Canada. You're based out of Canada, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Toronto.
And
at a community radio station called CKLN.
Got it. And as I understand it, your show is on several stations around Canada, also in the United States, which I think is great, because I think it's really important to let people know how dangerous the police can be. I mean, their whole motto is to protect and serve, but as we see week after week, it really seems like they're just protecting the state and serving themselves, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's been their historic role as well. I mean, there's a reason they're that way now. I'd suggest that there's some fairly strong evidence they've always been that way. We're talking about, you know, slave catchers and, you know, people who beat up workers when they organized for the eight-hour day. That's where North American police forces come from. So we shouldn't be surprised today when they're, you know, racist oppressors.
Well, you know, it's a position of power, so it attracts a certain type of individual. And of course, if you're a good guy, and once you get power, there's a real good chance, as Lord Acton put it, that you'll be corrupted. So either way you go about it, it's just not a good situation. We don't have a good a police force in America. I mean, there are some good guys on the force, as we've pointed out, but unfortunately, the bureaucracy and the corruption really just gets to hampering their ability to actually do something good within this system. Now, we're not here
you have to ask yourself what happens to the good cops as well, because there aren't as many as you think. A good cop to me is somebody who you know, will report his brethren when they see them doing something wrong, and that's something that does not happen.
I can answer your question, actually, because we've had a couple of the good guys call the show and explain what happens to them. They quit. They get fed up with all of the corruption that they see around them, and they get fed up with not being able to do anything about it, so they quit.
So basically, the good cops can't be cops anymore just because they're good.
That's pretty much right.
It says something about the organization there for sure.
It really does. And in fact, those same cops have told us that when they were on the inside, they realized that the corruption rises through the ranks. In fact, the higher up in rank you are in the police organizations, the more likely you are to be a corrupt individual.
Let me ask you, have you ever talked to Samuel Clark on your show?
I don't think so.
He's written a book called Total Misconduct, and he spent 25 years almost on the Newark, New Jersey Police Department.
Ooh.
He's written a book. You should look into this, because it sounds like a lot of the guests you've already had on. He'll have a similar story to tell you.
So you actually have a story to tell tonight. I saw something on hammeroftruth.com, I think, late last week, about your radio show, which is a once-a-week sort of a thing. I think you do it at 3 in the morning or something like that. Your being raided by the police?
Yeah, the initial broadcast on CKLN is on an overnight show that I've hosted for 15 years. And so the first broadcast of Bad Cop No Donut is 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Thursday morning. Well, I still think of it as Wednesday night, because I'm kind of a night person. Anyway, to make a long story short, we aired an edited version of the Lester Eugene Seiler torture tape, which I believe your listeners, you were telling me, are already somewhat familiar
yeah,
with.
Yeah, we aired a 12-minute version of that, and they're very familiar with it. This is just a recap. A guy that was being beaten and tortured by five police officers in his home. Nobody knew the cops were there, and it was just some of the most, I mean, Mark, this was some of the most horrible audio that we have ever heard.
It was scary.
Yeah.
It's some of the worst stuff I've ever heard, for sure. I felt pretty strongly that people needed to be hearing it.
So did
and
I.
That the story needed to be, as you did, brought to the attention of as large an audience as possible, and that didn't seem to be happening in the U.S. mainstream media at all.
Certainly not. So you played the audio on your show, and what happened?
Well, the police version of events is that somebody called 911, believing somebody at CKLN was being beaten. And they sent in a pretty heavily armed, fairly large number of police officers who came into the radio station with their guns drawn at around 3 in the morning. It turns out about 30 minutes earlier I had left because I wasn't feeling well and had the ability to kind of set up a playlist and kind of go home. It's not that big of a deal late at night. I had planned on staying, oddly enough. I had made a point of staying that night. But
things would have been much more interesting, that's for sure, if you had actually been there when the cops arrived.
I don't know about interesting. I certainly am. I'm feeling pretty lucky.
Yes. So they came there. The security just let them in.
Well, the security's job is, what happened is they had gotten in touch with the security at the university where CKLN's studios are located before they even arrived. So our story has it that the security people were waiting to let them in. And, you know, that just as a note, the Ryerson security people, this is the university, should have been pretty firm in the knowledge already that there was nothing going on at CKLN. They monitor the entire facility with a massive number of closed-circuit television cameras that they usually have. I've seen the facility. They usually have at least two or three people there watching them all.
Right, and the idea that five police officers with heavy southern accents would be in a Canadian radio studio at 3 in the morning beating a man that can barely speak English on the air.
And occasionally hitting the mute mic when they used the F word.
Yeah, that's great. They're dumping out on themselves.
Right.
Ludicrous. Well, yeah, evidently they knew what the button that says D does. I mean, I don't know how they would know that, but...
So the cops showed up. They essentially went through the facility. Obviously, they didn't find anyone being beaten. Nobody was charged with anything, and they went away. But this wasn't the first time you've been harassed by the police, is that right?
I wouldn't say I was harassed before, but the chief of police here in Toronto, he's the former chief of police now, tried to have my program banned.
Okay, we'll call that targeted. Targeted by the police.
It was a bit of a shock to me. I'd only been doing the show for 6 months. At the time, the broadcast time in Toronto was 6:30 a.m. on a Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was surprised anyone had heard it.
Sure.
A police officer heard it on his way into work one day, and that's what set that whole chain of events off.
Right. So you were threatened to have been removed from the airways, but as I understand it, that didn't do anything. The chief of police didn't get anywhere with that because he didn't even know who to talk to about it. The guys he talked to didn't have any sway over your show. So the good news is your show, Bad Cop No Donut, is still on the air. You're still going to continue doing the program. I mean, has anything changed for you?
For this coming week, I have a show that's pretty heavy on interviews. They're new shows. And they're new interviews, but I'm because of the nature of the up-to-date newscast part of it, and the fact that I don't want to be around the studio.
So you're a little freaked out then. I hope you can get it back up to full bore, Ron. And
I'm planning on doing that.
Cool. I'd like to direct our listeners, we're short on time, to your website. It's badcopnodonut.fm. We're going to continue with more Free Talk Live here coming up, talking cutting.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 72906. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. All of the information you'll find on the wiki has been created by the listeners. In fact, over 650 unique pages created by you, and you can go and edit them or add to it. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. So last hour, we started talking about cutting. And apparently, it's a real problem with statistics like 17% of college-age kids admitting to self-abuse. Now, I guess that it includes cutting and, for instance, burning yourself as
right.
well. And we've got, we did find some of the poetry from some of the cutters. We're going to share that with you here in a moment. Also, we're going to the phones as well, but we're talking about cutting, and if you're somebody that is a cutter, if you're somebody that is a self-mutilator, maybe you're a burner, or you burn yourself.
Ooh,
we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Why do you do it? Let's talk to Alexander in Alabama. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, dude.
How are you?
Not bad. One of the sicker things and one of the sadder things I felt in high school was the phenomenon of people, you know, kids cutting themselves. And I actually had a really good friend of mine who told me that they were, during high school, they don't do it anymore, or at least I don't think they do, came to me during high school and told me that they cut themselves because I noticed a cut on their arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why do they do that? And apparently, and this is how I got it from them, is that when they get sad or when they get to the point where they feel a lot of psychic pain, they actually cut themselves and then they feel better. And what I sort of got from that was that when they cut themselves, they get, like, as you said, Ian, they get, like, this kind of chemical release of where they feel better. And you could tell that, you know, when they're sad and all of a sudden they cut themselves, there has to be some kind of, you know, chemical release in the brain where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I feel a lot better and I'm not as sad anymore. But, you know, all of a sudden you're bleeding. And, I like, that mindset I can't really understand. But I think
I don't
really
understand it either.
Yeah, I think it's really sad. And there were a lot of people in my high school that were doing that too, because the whole emo thing, I don't even understand that myself. But when it came to that, there's a lot of people there that in my high school that did that.
How did you become aware that there were a lot of people doing this in high school? I know this is something that has preceded this emo idea. This has been going on for a long time.
It became a school-sponsored club, the Cutters Club.
I was never aware of it in high school. I mean, I didn't know anybody who did this. Now, maybe they did, and they were the type that just kept it quiet, you know, wore the long sleeves in the summertime and that sort of thing. But how did you become aware that so many people were involved in this?
Well, there were those people, like, for instance, my friend who basically kept it secret for a long time and later on told me, but there were people who were openly about it in the sense that you would see them come, like, to school the next day and they had, like, a bandage, you know, across, like, you know, their forearm or something like that, and like, what's that? It's like, oh, I cut myself yesterday. Oh, why? Because I wanted to, or something of that nature.
Wow.
And I experienced a lot of people, not necessarily friends, but a lot of people that you know, have told me that story. And there's actually once a girl that cut themselves and, you know, told their mom, and then they went to the hospital, and then she, like, came into school the next day, like, flashing off her, like, hospital, like, you know, the thing they put on your, you know, your wrist, the wristband, the hospital wristband.
Yeah,
like, perhaps she has nothing else to offer people for attention, as the only thing she's got is, I went to the hospital for cutting
myself.
Makes her interesting?
I guess.
Wow.
You know, a girl has no excuse for that, by the way. She always has something to offer people that make them interested in her. Guys, cut yourself.
Yeah. Alexander, any other thoughts for us?
One quick thought about the gold thing. I think gold is a great investment. It's a very good inflation hedge, and definitely since the dollar is devaluing at this current rate, I think people should start thinking about precious metals.
I've been looking into this, and I looked at gold matching funds, and I looked at bullion, and I looked at a bunch of things. And the thing that I particularly like about numismatics is they're collectibles, so you get to decide whether or not you want to pay the income tax or the capital gains tax on them when you sell them. And companies,
who would decide to pay that?
Somebody would decide.
Socialists.
Okay. So and companies like Midas and Swiss America and those, they buy them back at market rate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their whole business model, is to buy and sell them.
I think the most important thing, and when I buy bullion, the most important thing I put in is you have to take into account, importantly, take into account fineness and weight. You always have to do that. What percentage of that coin or
that
bullion?
Yeah, it seems like a pain. It would seem easier to just go and buy the numismatics so you don't have to deal with those taxes at the very end. Alexander, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. According to a website about self-harm, self-mutilation, again, one of the reasons why they cut is because the harm to the body releases endorphins. Serious self-harm can result in a kick or even a high feeling. It does something other options can't do for them at the very moment, often because there are to the person harming his or herself no options available from his or her point of view. Again, this person writing it apparently did it at one time. He says, I often called it my reset button. Some people use self-harm when they experience losing contact with their body or the things that happen to them in their mind or in reality become overwhelming. In my case, I often think about it as something that has stopped me from doing worse things. In fact, our board operator, who's a young person, he says that he actually tried cutting once because he was told that it makes you feel better. So apparently there's some rumors going around high schools that this is a good idea. Well, as it turns out for him, all that happened was he remained sad and his arm hurt to boot.
Yes, and the arm hurt.
Yeah, you just didn't do it right, did you? Just like everything else in life, Tim.
You failure.
God.
It's like what my dad used to say. I'll give you something to cry about. Your finger hurts? Well, I'll smash your toe with a hammer, and that'll hurt more than your finger.
Forget all about your finger.
Yeah, nonsense.
So we've done a little Googling, and we have found the depression poetry. This is poetry written by someone who is a cutter.
Well, now you've found poetry, and I'm on that site. What I've got here isn't poetry.
Oh.
No, I found something that was definitely worth reading.
Ah.
This was a statement, a personal account of something that happened in this guy's life. To give you an idea of the mindset of this poor, poor little man. Now, the backstory here, apparently he had to have some sort of a repair done on his car.
Okay.
And
I'm depressed already.
And
the repairs make me feel bad.
And the company who gave him the repair apparently double-billed him for some things and caused his bank account to get overdrawn, and he had some bank fees.
Okay.
Okay. That's the setup.
Hold on. He cut himself over some bank fees?
Oh.
Hold on now.
Oh, hold on. Well, as of yesterday, I now know what it feels like to be at the edge. To actually want to die. I woke up that morning and called the motor company, and they told me they weren't going to give me my money back, which they had no right to double bill me. I needed that money for electricity and phone. So I hung up the phone, and I started weeping, because within that minute, everything crumbled. My phone was going to be shut off. I didn't have enough for electricity and barely enough for rent. I didn't know what to do because I couldn't borrow money from my grandparents because they couldn't afford it, and I already owe my aunt $500 for getting my car in the first place.
Ooh.
Well, there's more.
So what did he do?
Exactly, that's the question.
800-259-9231. Still want to hear from somebody who is actually engaged in this practice. Maybe you're not still currently doing it. Maybe you've gotten over it and moved on with your life. Either way, if you're still a cutter or if you've been a cutter or a burner, give us a call. 800-259-9231, and we'll continue this pathetic story here in mere moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. And we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about depression. We're talking about specifically how some people manifest their depression as in the form of self-mutilation, cutting oneself, for instance, or burning oneself. Apparently, it's more popular than you might think. Apparently, 17% of college kids are admitting to self-mutilation. I'm presuming that it's more popular in high school, but we don't have numbers on that.
Right.
And of course, the other question is, how many people aren't admitting to it? How many people who self-mutilate are just keeping mum about it, keeping quiet about it? We don't know. It's apparently widespread. If you're out there and you've had experience with this, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Why do you self-mutilate? Does it really make you feel better? I can't imagine that it would. As our board op pointed out, he tried it once, and all he did was get a hurt arm and feel worse as a result. So it's a bizarre practice. We're trying to explore and understand the reasons for this. And Torgo, you've got some information here from, I believe, it's selfmutilation.net.
Yes, selfmutilation.net, which they have a message board.
They do.
Which is full of fun and interesting items.
It's a website written by one guy. And he's got serious problems with himself, and so we're in the middle of a story, Torgo. Just recap real quick here.
Real quick recap. He got double billed for a car repair, ended up having some overdraft charges in his bank account. And he had a few bills coming. Couldn't afford electricity and phone and rent, so he had to pay rent, let the other bills go because he didn't have anyone else he could borrow.
He was feeling crushed. He was feeling overwhelmed.
He was feeling down, and so...
My recommendation at that point has been put money towards the power bill. That way they won't come and shut it off and just let your phone go.
Well, he had a solution to his problem. The first step was to cry. And then,
not a solution.
No,
ever.
No, hold on. That was the start to get to his solution. Then he says, so I stood up and walked to the shower and turned on the water. And the thought came to mind, maybe just... take a hot bath and cut my wrists like I'm so used to doing anyway. But then I started thinking of who would find me and how. Did I want them to find me in the tub all bloated and blue? No, of course not. So I continued to shower and cried until it was starting to hurt to cry. While combing my hair, I was thinking this would be the last time I would ever do this. The next time my hair would be combed would be when someone was preparing me for my funeral.
Boy, what a morose dude.
Throughout the day, the thought of how I would do it ran through my mind continuously until it hit me to try an OD. So I cashed my paycheck as I walked through the store and started wondering what was going through other people's heads, how each one of them would die, and if they ever came close to committing suicide.
So
I left the store and... went to the liquor store to buy a bottle of vodka.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, before you continue here, didn't he just say he had a paycheck in his hands?
Yeah.
But the paycheck wasn't going to be enough?
The paycheck wasn't going to be enough to cover his rent and his electricity.
Okay,
and
I'm sorry.
So, and instead, and he's going to kill himself so he can spend that money. He's not going to need it for his rent.
Right.
So he went to buy a bottle of vodka to wash down the sleeping pills that he had picked up. He says, I came home and made a pitcher of screwdriver, and I went, and as I went, the drinks kept getting stronger until about a liter of vodka was gone and the box of pills were empty.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
I kept thinking,
he's a dead man.
Sleep forever.
I kept thinking, now what? And as I kept waiting for me to pass out, the more apparent it became that I wasn't going to. Ends up being just one more thing that I failed at.
Wow.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the end of that story, but I can't even kill myself right.
Oh, man.
That is the time when you hire someone else to do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to give up on life. I'm sorry, Nathan. You need to give up on life.
Now, I don't agree that Nathan needs to buck up, little camper, because this is nonsense.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's an addendum to this story. I called the car company today, and ends up the woman working on my case will pay me my money back and refund the fines that they caused me.
Oh, well, that's great.
He says, well, guess all that was for nothing. Oh, well, I guess it's all right I didn't kill myself after all.
Maybe I'll do it next week.
Good Lord.
What a boob he would have been if they if he would have killed himself and then they want to refund the money.
Yeah. This is why killing yourself, bad idea. Every single time.
Here's his last update. Maybe the last time I update this website in a while. This was written apparently that night. Because of Ford, I'll have my phone cut off. Everything's falling apart right now, and I can't seem to handle things unless I'm in a state of numbness.
Right, this is the day that he did all of this stuff,
okay,
that I just read about. That's what you're reading.
I'm being stripped away of everything, and I can't do anything about it. As I sit here and write this, I listen to Nirvana, Come As You Are, drinking vodka and OJ while popping sleeping pills. I'm up to 4 or 5 so far, and will probably pass out soon. If I wake up, is unknown. And, for most people, they don't care.
I know I don't. Actually, you know what? I'm glad he didn't kill himself, because if he had, this never would have made it onto his website.
That's true. So why should I? Then we couldn't have exploited it like
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Why should I? Why should I continue this effed up life when nothing matters but money and work? Life is filled with so much pain, and all the good in the world doesn't even come close to making up for it. You turn on the news, and it's sadness all over. You look
Don't
outside,
turn on the news.
You look outside, and people sad that when they're at, what doesn't make sense, where they're at, where they are in life. And only new brave ones are lucky enough to end their suffering on their own terms, their own rules. Maybe I shouldn't have stopped believing in God and hell, because that was the only reason that I feared killing myself, because of eternity in hell, where my mother is.
Is that in there? Where my mother
yes.
is. I don't believe in hell anymore, but that's where she is.
I wonder what she did. Apparently, everyone who kills themselves go to hell, and I feel that that's a myth like Santa Claus. Santa was a myth for parents to make their kids behave all year long. Well, Jesus and all that BS is a myth.
Santa only really works during December, by the way.
To make
Jesus is just a myth to keep people from killing themselves.
Make all of us good, and to keep us here on this effing planet where everything builds up, and us weak effers can't take it. I say you are the weak effer who needs a myth to keep going, but I guess that makes us all weak. Either we are weak because we need that false sense of better things are waiting for us, or we're weak because we can't handle what's dished out to us. It's now 8:28:01 the next day, and I failed. It didn't even affect me after 12 sleeping pills and 1 liter of vodka in 6 hours. He didn't pop all 6 at once. He popped them as he drank, right? Is that
right? Yeah.
So was he just like
failure.
Taking Sominex or
he
something?
He took 2 sleeping pills an hour over the course of 6 hours and washed them down with vodka.
A liter of vodka?
That's
yeah.
a lot.
That is.
800-259-9231. You share your pathetic self-mutilating stories with us if you've got them. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, We've got, apparently, Torgo's prostitute on the line. We're going to get to that coming up. This is
Better have
show.
My money.
It's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, you bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. The broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, because if you had to pay for our website, that might be a little depressing. Freetalklive.com, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Torgo's prostitute in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark. Hello.
Hi, boys.
Hey.
Yeah, that's right. I got to me a male prostitute.
All right, well, I got your money, Torgo, okay?
I call him Matty Streets.
All right, I got your money, okay? We don't need to be beating me up anymore, all right?
All right, man. What's on your mind?
Anyway, talking about cops, I've got to the point where I'm just sick of hearing people defending cops. Every time I even bring up the fact that I think a lot of cops are, you know, corrupt and are power-hungry, people get awfully defensive, and it's kind of funny. They get awfully, it's like they're worshiping totalitarianism, really. It's like, oh, you gotta respect this person's authority, and it's kind of like Cartman, you know? And I just don't, it's frustrating to me because I've had so many bad experiences, and I'm no criminal, but I've had so many experiences with cops harassing me, just pulling me over or whatever, and it's just...
apparently none of these other people have had those experiences. I mean,
apparently not.
How could you be so ignorant about the state of the police in this country?
I honestly don't know, and I hear... And all you have to do is you look at some of the news, and even before I listened to your show, I followed stuff about bad cops, and it happens all over the place, and... a great movie to watch, by the way, is Dark Blue. If you ever get a chance, anyone.
Is that Kurt Russell?
Yeah, that's
Kurt Russell.
That movie is just it's fantastic, but it's just disturbing all the way through too.
Really,
that's like the essential what goes on in a lot of police departments.
Now, somebody could say Matthew, and this is Matthew, by the way, somebody could say that. Oh, Matthew, that's just Hollywood. Hey, these are just isolated incidents. This stuff doesn't happen in every police department. Corruption, come on.
Yeah, someone could say that, but they would have to... They're really kind of... In my opinion, they're reaching. They would be reaching for, and because there's so much evidence of it that it's...
They're living in a fantasy land. I mean, all you have to do is look at the news stories and then look at the stuff that just seeps out that nobody talks about, like the Siler tape that we were talking about earlier this hour with the five cops beating a man inside his home, an alleged drug dealer. And it doesn't matter if he was a drug dealer. It's totally uncalled for police to behave in that way. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We only find out about a fraction of the bad cops in America. Only a fraction of them get caught.
There's a town near where I live called Somerset that's just a small town, and it's very, very low crime rate. It's kind of a little suburban town. They have this huge police force.
Hmm.
They've got tons of cops, and they're so bored that all they do is harass teenagers all the time. It's Kayleen used to work there, or used to live there, and she said it was just this, her daughter would be harassed constantly just for walking along and having colored hair or something.
Yep.
It was a common thing. It's like these people are just so bored, they have nothing better to do.
And they know that the odds are good that they can shake down a teenager and find out if they got drugs on them. I mean, most kids don't know their rights. They don't know that they can say no to searches and that sort of thing. And that's what the cops like to do. I mean, even if they're not corrupt per se in that they're taking money or taking drugs, they're just bad. They'll just harass people. They'll mess with poor people and downtrodden individuals, long hairs, people driving beat up cars, simply because they know they're going to roll over, they're not going to hire a lawyer, and they can do whatever they want to them and get away with it.
When I was a teenager growing up in the 80s, I was in the skateboarding crowd in my high school, and we were like the most, we weren't even like rowdy particularly. We just would go to like these one certain areas where you skateboard, and we were just constantly harassed by the cops for nothing, just for having a skateboard.
I wish that I could like the police. I really wish that I could. And I think, Mark, you had talked about peace officers at one time, and I kind of liked that idea. What is the idea, the concept of a peace officer?
Well, this is the constabular model instead of what we have now. People brought charges in a criminal atmosphere against people. For instance, if you hit me in the mouth, I could bring charges against you. But if you said you're sorry and I decided, oh, okay, you seem like he's sorry, then I could drop those charges. You can't do that anymore. If the state decides that you're going to allow you to bring charges against somebody, now the state has those charges and you can't drop them anymore. So there's no dropping and picking up of criminal charges.
That, plus, as I understand it, peace officers weren't around looking to arrest people for petty offenses and, being in the wrong place at the wrong time or breaking some silly law. They only came when called. They only were involved in keeping the peace. So if there's a fight at a bar, you could count on a peace officer to show up to get involved in that.
Right.
To prevent it from continuing.
You know, that was the concept at one point.
It seems like a nice idea, and it'd be something that I'd like to get back to. As we pointed out time after time here on Free Talk Live, one of the best answers to this is ending the war on drugs. That way they have less of an excuse to go after, to to go after poor people and teenagers and that sort of thing. And it's going to be a process, and it's going to be a fight we're going to have to make all together when we get to the free state of New Hampshire. And I know you're going up there, Matthew, and thanks for the call tonight.
Right.
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, because if enough of us refuse to live underneath this tyrannical system that we have with these cops just abusing their authority, if we stand up against them and essentially fight back and refuse to just take plea bargains and that sort of thing and actually take things to trial, we can win. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lajos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Rey Mysterio and The Big Show may take the belt in wrestling, but when it comes to child seat safety, you can be the champ. Get ready to rumble when I come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
In this corner, weighing in at 2,500 pounds, your new car. And in this corner, your 25-pound toddler. Although the tail of the tape is a little offset, you can even the odds on child seat safety with Flap. S, seat cushions should fit snugly to the angle of your car seat, and the bottom cushion should ride level and secure. L, make sure your new car has latch, which means lower anchors and tethers for child safety seats. A, auto lock retractor belts help keep kids safe even after child seat days are done. And P, properly install and check connections every time you strap your child in for a ride. Now, you're a safety heavyweight, ready to take on the world. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. Ooh, sorry,
hey,
you're
still here.
Oh, okay.
We keep forgetting about you. You know why? Because you didn't do any prep tonight.
Oh, that was harsh. 800. What was your
name? And we don't like you. There's also that. You're not going to cut yourself now, are you?
You know, cutting myself over you would be silly. Just like the rest of these people cutting themselves is silly.
We might come back to this whole cutting thing here in a bit, but we still have some calls rolling in. 800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And we invite you to shop with us, because if you like the fact that we give you our website for free. In fact, if you're about to kill yourself tonight, go ahead and go and shop with us and spend all of the money on your credit card. That way...
No, do a one-time amplifier donation.
Ooh, that's a better idea. Good thinking. Okay. If you're just going to do some regular shopping, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. There's over 30 categories of stuff there. Everything from sporting goods to electronics to baby clothes. I mean, they've got it all. And anytime you make a purchase at Amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage. So you get the products delivered to your door, and it's a great deal. And you help Free Talk Live all at the same time.
You know, I think if somebody's going to kill themselves and they want to do something related to our show, they should buy a text ad on the BBS that gives a link straight to their suicide note.
Ooh, that's
nice.
Now, this
yeah.
is a new feature. We can't really talk about it yet.
Right.
Okay, so it's in beta. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We're going to the phones to Paula in Florida. Paula, someone who, well, never mind. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, hon. I've been listening to you, and, you know, this is a sad situation, but I took psychology, and I tell you, when children start or people start doing this to themselves, it's because they can't deal with what's happening in this world. I mean, this world, our own country has turned against us. And, I mean, they're poisoning us. I mean, what's the point? Like, my old grandson right now is dying of a brain tumor from aspartame poisoning. And, I mean, what is the point in us even living when this country doesn't even care what happens to us?
I'm sorry. How do you know your grandson's dying from aspartame?
Because it's you can find it in their blood.
Wait a minute.
It's a neurotoxin.
Okay. Now, I'm not trying to dispute the fact that your grandson has a brain tumor. That, of course, is very easily medically proven.
Yeah.
But
it can't be. All you need is a blood test.
That he has a brain tumor, that's fine. But
No. The aspartame poisoning is a neuro. You can find it in the blood.
You can find aspartame in their blood. That just well, that's fine. If I have a Diet Coke, you're going to find aspartame in my blood.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean if I have a brain tumor and then I have.
It causes brain tumors. It causes cancer. It causes leukemia.
That's questionable.
Yeah, there's been studies done that say
that. It's already been proven.
Okay. What are the studies when they inject rats with thousands and thousands of cc? What, Mark? You're shaking your head.
There's no study that says that aspartame causes.
Yes, it does.
No,
I'm
just letting you know.
There is a website you can go to.
What is that website?
Okay, it's Rumsfeld's disease, because he's the one that actually got this started with FDA. He got the guy thrown out of FDA. He put his
So where's all
there.
The brain cancer, Paula? I mean, how many Cokes does it take to get brain cancer?
Not much. As a matter of
not
fact,
much, huh?
People need to get away from any of the diet. As a matter of fact, it's not only in that, it's in the candy bars now. It's in the chocolate syrup. It's in cake mixes. It's in ice cream.
Well, sugar rots your teeth, too.
No, no. I'm not saying sugar. I'm saying this is an
Are you telling me that there's thousands of people out there with undiagnosed brain cancer as a result of aspartame?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, this website will explain
Paula,
to
go
you.
Go cut yourself.
You
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way.
Yeah, I'm about to go cut myself after that. Good Lord.
Take control of the airwaves.
Awful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, she is.
More on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.